Yeah, I feel good. You know, I felt like I was just back to normal, so that's a plus. But, no, it's good to get out there and run around with the guys and, you know, play football. Actually, you know, when you're on pads, you can do as many drills as you want, but actually hitting somebody, running, and they're tackling and stuff. So that's as real as you're going to get to actually playing a game. And it was really good to be out there and had a good time. It was fun to practice.
Joe, you were in that boot for so long. What was going through your mind during that rehab process?
You know, it takes time, you know, and it was hard. I was in a boot for, gosh, 12 weeks or something like that. And it was really, you know, a mental strain as much as a physical strain. You couldn't do as much as you wanted. But, you know, the trainers did a good job of telling me, like, hey, you know, it takes time. You know, this first part, you're not going to do too much. But once you get back, you know, it's just getting those movements back. And we really worked at it. And I'm just thankful I'm back out there now.
You being back already at this point is a little bit of a pleasant surprise to everyone. At what point did you know that you were going to be ahead of schedule and basically be ready from day one?
I don't know. It's hard to say because I tried to take it a day at a time. You know, every time I came in there, I did what they told me to do. And we kind of talked about a timeline, but they just kind of laid it out for me. And, you know, when we're in OTAs and stuff, and they're like, hey, we're going to let you do some individual mini camp. You know, I had a feeling like, man, maybe I'll get some camp and be ready for that first game. So, you know, it's still a process. We're still getting there, but I'm excited to be back and, you know, actually playing football again.
Joel, not only did the number one line have success in that period, but so did the twos and threes. How do you account for that, and what do you expect this afternoon?
Yeah, I think it was first day of pads and the running backs were running hard. You know, they had a couple really good cuts in there, but there's some good blocks going on, and I think also first day of tackling, you know, the defense hasn't tackled in, I don't know, freaking 8 months or something. So I think they were a little rusty as well. But we came out there and we were firing. You know, we had a good runs. I think we were averaging like 7 yards a carry in that period or something like that. So it was a good start. And I think the biggest challenge for us now is to come back out there today and have another good day for the offense.
Was Hugh trying to set a tone right with that first period?
Yeah, I think it was, I think we want to run the ball, you know, and I think that's – part of our IQ. You know, we got some big guys up front, we brought some new guys in, and I think that's the goal of any team. You know, I think a lot of people talk about running the ball, and I think we have to make that statement. We have to let him trust us to run the ball. You know, if we're not getting 4 or 5 yards on a carry, then it's going to be hard for him to keep calling runs.
Hey, Joe, how have you seen Isaiah Crowell progress as a runner in the time you two guys have been here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was here my rookie year as well. We were both rookies together, and he had good runs that year, and he was a good player and stuff. But I think his vision, his poise, have all improved. You know, he's always had that patience to make the cut, but he's just really getting better and better. He had a few cuts in that period, like I said yesterday, where he really, really saw something in defense, and they were over pursuing a little bit, and he cut back door and had a few big runs. But he's a good guy, man. So quiet, but he just comes out and works every day. And I think the other thing I've seen is he's really transformed his body. You know, he's kind of leaned up a little bit, but he's running hard and really committed to our team this year.
Did you get any feeling yesterday during that period, maybe after the ones were off, that Greg Williams was a little upset about what he had seen?
Yeah, he wasn't too vocal about it yesterday, but I think any time it's definitely eating at him a little bit. You know, and I'm expecting to see some blitzes or something crazy today at practice, so it'll be an exciting show. But I mean, as much as he screams and has that defense rallied up, it was nice from my perspective to get a couple runs in.
Good man.
How are, obviously you play with Joseph, but with JC coming in to play center this year, how long is it going to take to, you know, develop that chemistry that you already have with Joe on the other side?
Yeah, JC's really good. I mean, he's so smart. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he went to Ivy League school, and he's played with Aaron Rodgers for the last few years. So when he gets in there, he knows what he's doing. He's making the calls and stuff. And so that makes it easy, you know. It's kind of Alex Mack-esque in his knowledge of the game, you know, knowing football and those type of things. And obviously, like, the footwork, you don't want to get your feet tangled. He sets a little wider or something. There's little things like that you have to work, and that's why we have this, you know, six-week training camp. So hopefully by week one, we're ready to go. And I think as the season goes, you're going to see, you know, maybe nonverbal cues will get better and stuff right now. But right now he's doing a great job communicating, and I'm just excited to keep working with him.
Well, we talked to Bob Wiley a little bit ago, and he said when he watched you do your rehab, he learned that he could trust you and he'd want you in foxhole with him. What does that mean to you, and how do you think you kind of conveyed that, even though you weren't even on the field?
I guess if we're in a back alley, I got his back. That's what it means, right? No, I don't know what a foxhole is, but I think he just saw that, you know, me, John, Austin, Joe, we weren't taking reps necessarily in OTA, but we were putting in the work, you know, in the weight room, in the rehab room, you know, we were watching the film, we were trying to help the young guys. And so I think he just saw all that and saw how we worked together and communicated there, and knows that he wants, you know, he thinks we have some good guys that are coming back, and now that we get a practice, we can kind of prove it to him.
Well, in your few years here, is this the most competition you've seen for some of those backup spots? Because it seems like there's a lot of guys that have a chance.
Yeah, we got some serious talent, some serious athletes out here, I think. I mean, all these right tackles are like 6'7" guys. You know, I feel short out there, and but they're athletic guys, and they're really competing on the O-line. And I think overall, like the 15 guys or however many guys we have here, is probably the most talented group we've had. So it's going to be a battle for, you know, right tackle, backup, center guard. You know, it's going to be a real battle. You know, I think you can see a lot of practice, but once we get to those preseason games, I think that's when you prove your worth.
From the outside, Bob Wiley appears to be quite a character. How would you describe him?
That's a good way to describe him. he's very energetic. You know, he always has something, some story. You know, he's been around a long time. He's been coaching a long time, but he gets his point across too. You know, it's nice because there's a break in the meeting, some comedic relief and things like that. But he's also knows how to get the job done. He's seen so many different looks and different fronts, and he's coached so many different players that he has a way or, you know, a process on how to get the job done, and it's really fun working with him. He's made camp a little bit better. You know, you're in meetings with him for 6 or 8 hours a day, so you got to kind of like the guy you're working with.